Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes, good afternoon, Mercedes. My name is Michael, and I'm trying to understand a charge that's posted to my credit card to Elemental Car. I don't know that I've ever purchased anything from Elemental Car, so I need your help to understand what it is that I have purchased.
Okay, yes, sir. May I please have your zip code, pull up your name to see what's going on?
Yes, my zip code is 15234, and my name is Michael Panzyk, P-A-N-C-Z-Y-K.
Okay, yes, sir, and thank you for the information. And the first and last name, please.
Michael P-A-N-C-Z-Y-K.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the information. And just to verify, I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
1517 Valmont Drive. It's Pittsburgh, 15234.
Yes, sir. And thank you for that. I do see this started on April 9th with a survey that said that you want a free gift. And a gift was chosen of a fitness tracker.
A free gift?
Yes, sir, and a fitness tracker was chosen.
I know of no such transaction. I see that there's a $6.95 charge on 4/9 and a $64.99 charge on 4/13. Can you help me understand those?
Yes, sir. The $6.95 charge is the guilt of the shipping and handling charges of that guilt of the fitness tracker. Yes, sir. Do you remember any survey saying that you want a free guilt?
No, I do not. And I have not received anything in the mail that resembles a fitness tracker.
Okay, yes, sir. Do you think anybody in your household could have thought they wanted a free
no.
gift?
No. I'm the only card user, so.
Yes, sir. It says it delivered on the 14th of this month. But, yes, sir.
A fitness tracker was delivered on the 14th of this month.
Yes, sir. That's what the tracking number provides with the information. Yes, sir. But I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, sir. I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. I'm going to get this account canceled and get you transferred over to the fraud department to speak with the supervisor so that y'all can discuss these charges and see how all this started. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, did you say you were going to cancel these charges?
I'm going to cancel the account for you to prevent any future charges and get you transferred over to a supervisor in the fraud department so that they can discuss the refunds and see how all this started. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay, yes. Sir, I do have a confirmation number before I transfer you over.
Okay, can I have that, please?
Yes, sir. C as in Charlie, 662-922-366.
Okay, so let me read that back. It's C as in Charlie. 662-922-366.
Yes, sir, that is correct. This account has been canceled to prevent any future charges. And I am about to get you transferred over to the fraud department to speak with a supervisor to see how this all started. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you.